Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Okay, I just had to get out of the way. Oh, wow. WrestleMania Night 2 has officially went off, birthing a new era of professional wrestling in WWE, or as they like to call it now, the Renaissance era. Because the one, the only, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, finally got to finish his damn story. About fucking time. God damn it. Anyway, I am Brandon Janu. This is Wrestling Life, and this is the Night 2 WrestleMania 40 rate and review show. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm going to be 100% honest before I even start this off and say this was the best Night 2 I've ever seen of WrestleMania. The matches, the ending. Best Night 2 I've ever fucking seen. All right, with that being said, I am Brandon Janu. This is the Brandon Janu Show on all podcast platforms everywhere. Brandon Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. Brandon Janu Show. And of course, YouTube channel, Brandon Janu Show. This is where you catch the visual all on my YouTube channel. You go subscribe, like, comment. I do comment back. So, nothing crazy. Because some of y'all be saying some crazy outlandish shit. And I'm like, I guess I'm not gonna argue with anyone because it doesn't make any sense. What the fuck am I arguing with you for? I don't know you. Anyway, Night 2 is in the books and it's finally over. He got to finish his damn story. Cody Rhodes is officially the WWE. I hope they just call it now the WWE Championship. That's another thing I need them to get the fuck rid of. The WWE Universal Champion. I know they're gonna get rid of the Undisputed shit, but they need to get rid of also the Universal title. They need to get rid of that shit. Please bury that shit tomorrow on Monday Night Raw, because I am sick and tired of calling this title the Undisputed Universal. That is the WWE Championship. We got a World Heavyweight, and now we need just a plain old WWE Championship. All right, that was just how I felt about that. Tonight, all in all actuality, man, tonight was fantastic, man. Like I said, last night wasn't as well. It was pretty predictable. And then the matches didn't help. The matches were kind of, it dragged. It wasn't a lot of intrigue in the matches. A lot of bad builds in those matches. It just none of those matches really made sense. The main event and Sammy and Gunther on the only two matches that actually were really good quality matches. The six-pack ladder match, I just love, ladder matches and six-pack ladder matches and shit like that. And that I thought that match was already gonna be good regardless. It didn't really need too much to really make that a good match outside of the teams. And they really did try their hardest and they actually achieved a lot in that match. But this match, man, this night was way better than last night. Wasn't a bad match on a card, which is crazy to say. This was more of the emotional matches, the ones that people already was like geared towards, everybody was really just looking forward to. And man, we got some impressive, incredible endings of these matches, man. Like I said, I don't have a bad match on the fucking card, which is going to be hard for me to do this fucking show. So here we go. Started off with, and this could have even been a 5-star match because it actually was the best overall wrestling match on the card. And that is what, 4.5 stars, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I gave that 4.5 stars. I know a lot of people will probably be like, that's a little high. Some people might not be like, that's not you. Why you didn't give it 5? It was actually a really good fucking match. It was good. The B LA Knight's first title match, I mean first WrestleMania match, AJ Styles, who's been around the block for a minute. I didn't think this would be a bad match. I thought if LA Knight actually does some moves that we haven't seen him do ever in WWE, which he can do, he just plays that I don't have. It's kind of like MJF. Have you ever seen MJF in AEW? MJF got certain moves he does in certain matches, and you'd be like, damn, he pulled it out of nowhere. What the fuck was that? I never thought he can do that because he plays to that. LA Knight pulled out a couple of moves in this match. I was like, damn, that's what the fuck I've seen in TNA. That's what I've seen in other places. Okay, cool. And it feels like that was the best thing for him because this match was good. Let's build. It's been building for a minute, but this was finally the match I think they needed. Like I said, I could have given this 5 stars. I just gave it 4.5 because I felt like that's too many 5-star matches on my shit. I didn't want the whole card to be five. But yeah, this match was really fucking good. It just did not get the 5-star treatment, but it was really fucking good. So here we go. Also, this was 6 matches tonight. So it wasn't that hard to like these matches. It was 6 matches. They flowed actually beautifully together. The one would end and you'd be like, okay, that's what I wanted. And then the crowd never was out of it. Like last night, I feel like it got brought down because of how cold it was. I'm gonna blame it on the weather, ladies and gentlemen, that lives in Philly that went to WrestleMania. I'm going to blame it on the weather. But at the same time, last night was a perfect example of why you probably shouldn't do a WrestleMania in the fucking outdoors. Like in the out and like in a stadium, open stadium, you probably shouldn't do it because you don't know what you should have learned your lesson when you did it in Tampa and it fucking rained. It rained the first hour of WrestleMania and you had to wear ponchos to even talk about what the fuck was happening. Last night, crowd just brought the fucking match down. It brought a lot of matches down because even though they were trying to cheer, they were cold as fuck. And I get it. When I'm cold, I don't want to talk. I want to go to sleep. I don't want that shit. I'm from the South, man. When I'm cold, nigga, I want to go to sleep. I ain't got time for that shit. But this match was good. 4.5 stars, LA Knight, AJ Styles. Now, my next match is the Pride versus the Final Testament, the 6-man tag team Philadelphia Street Fight. I know a lot of people probably didn't like this match, but I did. I liked it. I thought it was a really good match. It's 5 stars. I gave it a 5-star treatment. The reason why is because I actually liked the match. I thought it was really actually good. Also, Snoop Dogg on commentary, Bubba Ray Dudley as the referee in Philly, ECW. Yeah, it's a dub for me. Montez Ford flipping out the damn ring like he did at Money in the Bank, 2020, must say two, yeah, 2022, on the fucking on the Authors of Pain, fire. The women getting involved, fire. The only people that fucked up this match, I'm gonna be honest with you, is Bobby Lashley and Karrion Kross. If it was just the Street Profits versus AOP with B-Fab and Scarlett, I'd be like, that's what's up. I like that match. That's way better. Because Bobby Lashley and Karrion Kross kind of fucked this up. They didn't really do a lot together in this match, which is the stupidest shit on the planet because these are the two that actually started the rivalry. It just I don't yeah, I don't need if this rivalry didn't have them two, this rivalry would be great. I'm gonna be honest with you. If they did not have Bobby Lashley and Karrion Kross in this rivalry would be actually something we would love. If it was just Paul Ellen Lee and B-Fab without Karrion Kross and Scarlett, it would probably be the best rivalry on SmackDown. And now that you have new SmackDown Tag Team Champions, you'd be like, one of them gonna fight for the titles. Like, but I think what fucks up this rivalry is Bobby Lashley and Karrion Kross. And I was watching a match, and I'm like, I am not intrigued by Karrion Kross and Bobby Lashley. Not even in the slightest. And I got a lot of love for Bobby Lashley. When he was in ECW in 2006, running through everyone, that was my favorite wrestler. When he fought John Cena for the WWE Championship, I didn't want him to fight with John Cena because I knew he was going to lose. It didn't make any fucking sense. And I actually fuck with Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross in NXT, his first run in NXT, this man ran through everybody. Man, this man beat Keith Lee, who at that time was the double champion. He had to let go to the North American title. Because he beat Adam Cole, who had the longest reigning NXT Championship title reign at that time. And he beat him his first title match he ever was given. And he tore his bicep in the process. If he doesn't get injured, he runs through NXT that first time. Runs through him. Not even close. And the second time he was in NXT, he dropped the belt to Samoa Joe. So an injury in literally one of the best wrestlers of modern time in Samoa Joe had to beat Karrion Kross. But ever since he's been back in WWE, it feels like a stop-go feel. Like it in the Final Testament, feels like it should be more over than it is. Like I said, outside of Karrion Kross and Bobby Lashley, this rivalry would be actually good. It really would. Like, you would fuck with the Authors of Pain and Street Profits fighting each other. You'd be like, yo, this shit is actually a good rivalry. I actually like this rivalry. If you take Bobby Lashley and Karrion Kross out the equation, you would fuck with this rivalry. Bet money. It's not that it's a bad rivalry now. It just feels like the Authors of Pain and Street Profits are kind of just like there to like keep them from fighting each other. It's like, man, let them niggas fight. Let them motherfuckers fight. But yeah, I thought the match was great, man. The Snoop Dogg on commentary, and of course, like I said, Bubba Ray Dudley being the special guest referee, which I didn't even know that he was gonna be. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool, man. Oh shit, now I got a problem. I got a goddamn dilemma. Okay, so this is gonna be a hard one, cause I got like the next four. All my favorite matches of the night. Like, all of them are my favorite matches of the night. Holy shit. All right. I'm gonna go with my next five-star match is Io Sky versus Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. I love this match. I don't love it like I love the other three like that, but I do love this match just like I love the other three like that. You understand what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? This was Io's best match as champion, and she dropped the belt tonight. That tells you a lot. This was her best match as champion. Bayley played into the injured knee that she injured way back when she was first starting to think about doing a group with Io Sky and Dakota Kai. And she played that shit perfectly into this match. Amazingly into this match. Now, I don't know if she's really fucking hurt, which is the thing. If she is not hurt, my God, does she play that shit well. Man, oh man, oh man. Like, God damn. I was like, man. But she was still doing moves. It wasn't like she couldn't stand at all. So she's probably not that hurt if she is hurt. But this match was amazing. It was amazing. It was emotional. You know, Bayley finally capturing the title, beating Io Sky. Io Sky having finally the best match of her title run. And Bayley finally getting a WrestleMania moment. To be honest, I don't know if this could have main evented WrestleMania if they didn't have the Cody Roman and The Rock and Seth. You know, the tag team match from night one and WrestleMania night two was the, you know, the match tonight. It probably should have WrestleMania if The Rock doesn't get injured. I mean, if Cole, CM Punk, I mean, CM Punk and Seth probably still would have headlined WrestleMania night one, but this could have been up for a conversation to be main event because it was actually a really good fucking match. It actually was the better women's match. It was a better women's match. I can easily tell you that. This was the way better women's match. To be honest with you, I probably would even say it's probably in conversation for me this weekend of the best women's match between. I'm not even counting the Rhea and Becky. I'm gonna count the Laura Vakaria and the Roxy Perez one. Like, that match was actually really fucking good, and this one was just like that. It was right there. You know, it was injury that Io worked the entire match. But unlike the Roxy Perez one, Io couldn't capitalize on it. Bayley won. She got a moment. And I have no problems with that. So, yeah. All right, so here we go. How do I want to do this? I got three matches left. I got a triple threat match, I got the opening match, and then I got the main event. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. All right. The next match is Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. I gave that 5 stars. It was a triple threat match for the United States Championship. I gave it 5 stars. All three of these men are incredible. All three of these men can go out there and wrestle. I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. I'm done hating on Logan Paul. I'm not gonna hate on this man. I wasn't hating on him to begin with. But at the same time, it was just like, I get it because I'm a wrestling fan, so I grew up on wrestling. So anytime an outsider come in to the company, you like, these David Arquette motherfuckers trying to come in and steal the fucking company. Fuck out of here. Logan is the best fucking wrestler I've seen that never started off as a wrestler, but picked it the fuck up immediately as he got into the ring. That motherfucker could go. To hold your own in the ring, one with Kevin Owens, that's one thing. To hold your own in the ring with one of the greatest wrestlers of all time and Randy Orton on top of that shit, bruh. Fucking incredible. I gotta give that man his credit. I don't know the dude that came out in the Prime bottle. I don't know him. I don't really do too much YouTube, social media shit. I don't really care that much about that shit like that. But him barking at Randy Orton is the funniest shit on the planet, and then his ass getting RKO'd is just the funniest shit. But before all of that, the barking and the RKO, right in the middle of that, Randy Orton kicked this motherfucker like it was 300. It was 300 spotter. Like, it was, oh my God, that nigga kicked. This is how Randy did him. Randy was like, man, I got no problems with you. Boom! That nigga so hard, the pop bottle top fell off. Oh, that shit was fucking hilarious. Yo, he kicked that nigga like, this is Sparta. Boom! He kicked the fuck out that nigga. Like, God, I don't think he knew that was coming. He had no clue that shit was coming. Boy, that nigga flew. Yo, he kicked his ass so hard. He flew. Oh my God, that shit was fucking hilarious, man. All in all, man, this match was good. This match was good. I didn't expect Logan Paul to lose tonight. I didn't. Not even in the slightest. I didn't expect Logan Paul to lose at all. Yeah, I didn't expect Logan Paul to lose at all. Yeah, I didn't expect Logan Paul to lose at all. Because, like I said last night, when it came to the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, I said Austin Theory and Grayson Waller just won the SmackDown Tag Team titles because Kevin Owens and Randy Orton are going to beat them and take the belts from them. Kevin Owens and Randy Orton are working them way themselves into becoming a tag team. That's pretty much what they're gonna do. They're gonna pair them off and put them as a tag team. Now, usually I hate them types of shits because we put two guys that literally are already at the prime of their careers and have done so much. Why the fuck are you putting them in a tag team together? They don't really need a tag team. But for what they are right now, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller kind of need. They need actual challengers, and they've been kind of already foreshadowing. They kind of been foreshadowing Austin Theory, Grayson Waller versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton for the tag team titles for the last couple of weeks. You just haven't paid attention to it. That's why I said Austin Theory and Grayson Waller was going to win a belt, and I said it all depends on tonight because I knew Logan Paul was going to win. And it also goes back to the first match I did on this list. Because LA Knight is the one that's going to dethrone him. You need LA Knight to beat a person, a real, actual, genuine competitor in AJ Styles. So when he does go at Logan Paul, he has already a massive win under his belt. And at the time, he didn't have one. As much as I wanted to see him at WrestleMania, who the fuck did he beat? He lost to Roman at Crown Jewel. And he lost to Roman again at the Royal Rumble. And then he lost at the Elimination Chamber. Who the fuck has he beaten? You needed him to have a actual winner win over somebody that was actually a superstar of relevance, and people could actually be like, no, he beat AJ Styles. That motherfucker's good. He needed that. He needed another real top tier win at a massive event, WrestleMania. So that is literally going to be the next. I can literally see that backlash. I can see Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the US Championship, and I can see Austin Theory, Grayson Waller versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Or if they finally do what I think they should do, which is name the fucking titles the WWE Tag Team Championships, that would be so great. I would really appreciate that. But I do think that's the next two matches at Backlash. Logan Paul, LA Knight, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. But the match was phenomenal. That shit was good. Lord Jesus, they had some time to cook. Incredible. Two matches left, both for the titles. Should I go opener? Should I go closer? I know. Coming in as my second to last favorite match. My second favorite match on the night is the opener. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the Royal Heavyweight Championship. Of course, gave it 5 stars. Drew coming out immediately and Claymoring this man off the fucking rocker was great. He needed to do that. The match and all, man, under all of its totality, was amazing. Seth and Drew tore the house down. And that was great to have this. Like I said about Becky and Rhea, when you open up a main event like WrestleMania, you got to be on your shit. You got to immediately get it right. Because everything is going to come off of you after it. And maybe now makes me go back and look at that match a little differently. Because after that match, the pay-per-view kind of, after the six-pack ladder match, everything kind of went down after that. For a minute up until the Sami Zayn and Gunther. But this match was the perfect start of WrestleMania that you needed. It felt like a WrestleMania opening match. Seth Rollins, who had just literally wrestled a couple of hours before in the main event and lost, he goes against Drew McIntyre. They have an amazing match. Claymore's everywhere, doing all of these things. Curb stomps, pedigrees on the floor, all of this shit. CM Punk on commentary. And Drew finally gets his moment. He even goes up to his wife, who's holding the phone at the time, grabs the phone and tweets from the phone, "Bored at work, LOL." That was wise words, man. That was wise words. And then you won a belt. Congratulations. But then you did something that was very stupid. Very dumb, which has actually been his Achilles heel, which is the funniest thing because it actually goes into the story. Drew told Seth for weeks, months, "Hey, do not get involved with the bloodline. You're not going to be focused on our match if you do." The moment CM Punk came back into the equation, Drew immediately took his eye off the ball. So when he won the belt tonight, what does he do? He goes up to CM Punk and starts trolling him and telling him to his face, "I took your moment. I am not a champion. This is your moment, and I stole it from you. I put you out. I'm the reason why you're sitting there, and I'm here with the title." That's pretty much, I don't know if that's really what he told him, but that pretty much is what he's been telling him. And then CM Punk kicked his ass. kicked his ass. Kicked his ass so well that Damian Priest finally cashed in Money in a Bank and won it. Now, I've been very vocal. I've been very honest. Damian Priest will not be a good World Heavyweight Champion. To be honest with you, I don't know. But from what I know, Damian Priest is not gonna have a year-long fucking title run. I don't think it lasted 6 fucking months. It might last literally tomorrow night on Raw. Like, as long as he had the belt and he cashed it successfully, that's pretty much what I think we're gonna take from this. Because we've all had the jokes of CM Punk and saying, "Ha ha 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 ha," Damian Priest and saying, "This motherfucker's never gonna cash in. He's never gonna cash in." This motherfucking Seth Rollins be injured, and this nigga is not running out to cash in. What the fuck is wrong with him? Does he not? I literally saw a tweet when he cashed in on social media, went on there after the cash in, and somebody, I think it was, I saw the tweet, and he was like, "Oh shit, Damian Priest finally read the instructions to the man, to the money in the bank." And say, "Oh shit, he finally read the instructions to money in the bank." This shit was fucking hilarious. Cause this is true. Like, goddamn, Drew. Like, damn, your priest. What the fuck are you doing, man? Get down there and do something. He finally did. He cashed in. I just don't think he's gonna be champion for a very long time. That's the difference. Because at some point, Judgment Day has got to break up. That's the thing. Judgment Day has to break up. And if it's tomorrow night, or if it's at Backlash, or if you wait to pull the trigger at King and a King of the Ring at Saudi Arabia, you're gonna have to pull the trigger on the Judgment Day breaking up. And the one reason for that is gonna be because Damian Priest lost the fucking title. So either you do it now or you do it later, but you're gonna do it. And that is the thing. Drew McIntyre is going to get the belt back because at some point, him and CM Punk are going to fight each other. And it's going to be for the championship. They're not going to fight each other just because. It's going to be for the title at some point. Now, maybe it's at SummerSlam. I don't know. But I do know one thing. That shit is definitely going to happen. Which is pretty crazy because I didn't see WrestleMania 41 be seen tonight. Which I'm really. That's probably the first time I've seen WrestleMania do, they do a WrestleMania and they did not announce where WrestleMania 41 was gonna be. It's kind of interesting. But the match all in all, man, was really good. For I'm one of the fans of some matches I love when they do come out and just hit the finishers right away and just start to, and that's how they build the match up from already a fatiguing place. And sometimes, you know, some matches I feel like you just gotta let it build. You gotta let it go through the motions. You gotta let it kind of have those things. So it's all in all, man. But I thought the match was amazing. The ending was even better. It was crazy. And Drew McIntyre's own words doomed him. Pay attention. Stay focused on your task. And he won the belt, but took his eye off the ball after he won the belt. Immediately after he won the belt, he took his eye off the ball. And he lost the fucking belt. So, yeah. If he debuts, by the way, if he comes out with Broken Dreams tomorrow night, I will be like, this is what I need. This is what I need. And of course, my favorite match of the night. Come on now. Was the main event. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. I started off this podcast with that. You got a damn right. I was going to close out with that. One thing about this match I kept saying from last year was, this match has got to be completely fucking different than the last one. And the last one was a fucking classic. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Last year's WrestleMania 30 night, 39 night 2 main event between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes is probably one of the greatest WrestleMania main events of all fucking time. I will sit there and say that with a straight fucking face. And easily tell you that. It's one of the greatest WrestleMania main events of all fucking time. Tonight probably topped it. I'm not gonna lie. It probably topped it. It probably topped it. I'm not gonna lie. Because it didn't start off like it did last year. Last year it was like a filling out process. And because it was the first time Cody and Roman had fought each other one on one. This year they had literally fought last night. So it wasn't, shouldn't have been a filling out process. I remember they said that shit in the beginning of the night. I'm like, what the fuck is the filling out process? These motherfuckers fought literally last night. What the fuck is the filling out process? Get to the fucking business. And they fought, and it was incredible, man. They literally, this is the beauty of this match. It started so fast. They didn't take 20 minutes and all that shit. They gave you the promo. Cody comes out. Roman comes out. The match started. And you're like, oh, wow, this is good. By like 9 o'clock here in Houston, by 9:05 in Houston, these motherfuckers already in a crowd, fighting amongst the people, and you're like, oh my God, this match was amazing. Roman used Cody's finisher, Cody used Roman's finisher, It was everything you wanted. Pretty much everything we thought was going to happen, happened. Everything we thought was going to happen, happened. Jimmy comes out, Jay comes out. Solo comes out, John Cena comes out. The Rock comes out, Seth comes out. The Rock is still out there. But then Stone Cold doesn't come. But The Undertaker does. Which prompted me to immediately say to my brother Juan, what the fuck is The Undertaker got to do with this? What the fuck did The Undertaker have to do with this? And I'm trying to piece it together, and and my mind is like, oh, he's only doing it because he did it because of because the first match Undertaker ever wrestled in WWE was against Dusty Rhodes. Now, technically, it was in a Survivor Series match, but Dusty Rhodes is on the team of Bret Hart. So his first encounter in WWE with anyone was with Dusty Rhodes. So I guess there's a little bit of that in it. So I could totally understand that, but I just felt like that was a. Yeah, I didn't understand why the fucking I didn't understand why the other ticket was in it. And I also get that because Stone Cold probably couldn't come, and I get that. But and also I'm gonna be honest, I was like, shit, I'll take Brock Lesnar for a substitute. Like it's just I was like, yo, would Brock Lesnar come out? Nigga, that shit would explode the building. Like that shit would absolutely explode the building. But the fact that it happened the way it happened, I'm not mad at it, man. Man, listen, man, it's literally my favorite match of the night. So I clearly I'm not mad at it. All in all, man, this main event was fucking fantastic, man. They literally hit each other with every finisher under the sun. They did everything to each other. And Roman's in reign of the championship had to end with everybody he had crossed, kind of coming back and fucking him over. And that's pretty much what happened. Jay literally speared him and Jimmy off the stage, which was the best damn thing I've seen all year. Seth was under the ring and came out in the Shield gear. And there's story of the night. Shit coming back to haunt you. Seth comes out in the Shield gear. Roman's got a chair. Cody's on one side. Seth's on the other side. Roman takes the chair and he hits Seth Rollins in the back with it. Seth Rollins said to Cody, I will be your shield. I am the reason for why Roman Reigns is the way he is today. And the moment Roman had a chance to do it, he hit Seth Rollins in the back. Now, that would be more poetic if that was the first time he had did that. It wasn't. The first time he did that was at the Royal Rumble in 2021. 2022. Yeah, 2022. WrestleMania 38. Was Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. So 2022, when they fought at St. Louis, Roman and Seth, when Seth came out in the Shield gear. That's the thing. If that was the first time that Roman had ever did that, then great. But he did it at the Royal Rumble that year. It was after the match, so I get it. But Roman hitting Seth in the back with the chair kind of like payback, son of a bitch. But it cost Roman the belt because Seth still has Roman's number, no matter what. Seth still has Roman's number. And that is what caused Roman Reigns the belt because he cared too much about getting even with Seth Rollins. But Cody now is the champion. And everybody under the sun has been saying, I don't think Cody's going to win. Oh, his reign going to be boring. Oh, I don't want to see this shit. Ah. Roman Reigns was boring. Roman's reign dragged. There were points when Sami Zayn got into that storyline, like I've always said, when Sami Zayn got in that storyline, that's when the fucking Bloodline storyline got back to where it was at the beginning. But once Roman and Jay got together, that fucking storyline got boring fast. And then Jimmy came back, and Jay left, and Roman and Jimmy took Jay's spot for a little bit, and then he really couldn't take his spot because he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. And then the Usos won the tag team belts, and Roman was still champion. It was cool. But to sit there and tell me that the bloodline, that Roman's title reign was never at one point boring, is fucking lying to yourself. Like, no, it was boring. You can't be a champion for damn near 4 years and not have a some points boring ass title reign to it. The man never wrestled at certain points. It just didn't make sense. But the fact that people are already on this, Cody will never, this is gonna be a boring reign. Cody, this shouldn't be champion. Fuck out of here. Like, fuck out of here. If you don't like good guys as champions, great. You're gonna turn on Cody regardless. It doesn't matter. But to sit up there and try to tell me that Cody isn't great, or this isn't the best thing for WWE moving forward, because you gotta really think about this in a sense. There's been two men that have been sitting at the WWE head of the table for 2 years, for 10 plus years. One of them is Roman Reigns, the other one is Seth Rollins. Both of them lost their titles tonight. Tells you a lot. Tells you a lot that it is truly a new era in WWE. Cody's gonna have that belt for a minute. I don't think Damian Priest will. All in all, WrestleMania Night 2 was incredible. This was the best WrestleMania. This is the best WrestleMania Night 2 I've seen probably ever. I like last year's WrestleMania Night 2. I mean, you had Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre on that one. You had, of course, Cody and Roman. Edge and Finn Balor having the cell match was actually really good. People didn't like it, but I did. Bianca and Asuka, they could just never follow up to the WrestleMania match that happened the night before, like Rhea and Charlotte. But yeah, but this match was amazing, man. I really enjoyed this match, and I love this match, WrestleMania Night 2, man. It was an incredible night too, and yeah, I can't complain. Next time I will be doing Wrestling Life, well, the next rate and review show, I should say, will be Backlash May 4th. In France, I will be getting up at damn near 11 o'clock that day and watching the program. I will do my rate and review show after that. And also, I'll be doing the next NXT Stand and Deliver. So, yeah, but I will be back tomorrow night after sometime tomorrow, and I'm probably gonna do my Raw after Mania podcast right here. So. Stay tuned until next time, man. I am Brandon Janu. Hope you guys enjoy this, man. This has been Wrestling Life, Rate and Review Show, WrestleMania 40 in the books. Yeah, and this is also, a very hard WrestleMania for me. I know I got, I'm sorry, I gotta get sensitive with this shit, but because this is the first one without my dad. My dad turned me into a wrestling fan. He was one of the reasons why I love wrestling so much. My dad not being here, this was the first WrestleMania without my dad. So yeah, this was a little hard, but man, he man, I know he's watching. But yeah, man, yeah, I kept waiting for his text to be like, "Yo, this match, Cody finally did it, finish the story." But. Yeah, Dad, he finished the story, man. Till next time, man. I am Brandon. This is Wrestling Life. Peace.